Welcome to another episode of the Live Better Podcast, proudly presented by Centric. I'm your host, Kelly Green, and today we will be discussing one of my favorite topics, Youth Month. We will be joined by our very own Melanie Moffitt. She's our marketing coordinator who is just as giddy about students and how starting a conversation as early as possible with your student pays major dividends in their financial future. So whether you've been a loyal listener or you're joining us for the first time, prepare to dive into financial tips for students, how to join a credit union, and perks of having a student debit card. So I want to welcome all of our listeners to another episode of the Live Better Podcast. Today we are joined by Melanie Moffitt, our marketing coordinator here at Centric. But before we dive into our fun topic today, Melanie, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do every day.
Okay. Well, I do a lot of different things every day. No 2 days look alike remotely. I'm a mom. I have two girls that are 7 and 11. A very active dance mom. I do a lot of volunteer work in the community. And at Centric, again, no 2 days look alike. I handle our campaigns. I handle a lot of our community events. Any day you can most likely find me at a ribbon cutting or something around town, or working on a new promotion we've got going on.
Oh, yeah. So no 2 days look the same. And I feel like in marketing, you have to be super fluid, ready to pivot.
Absolutely. Anything could pop up at any point.
Yeah.
You never know when you have to stop and put on a tree costume and then go to a luncheon 30 minutes later.
Speaking of our tree costume, so we're really proud of our friend Sprout. And while we're talking about all things Youth Month, I think it is so important that we talk about who he is and what is really his purpose for us at Centric.
Absolutely. So Sprout was a little idea we had about 4 years ago to create our own mascot. And since Centric's roots are in the paper mill industry, we figured what better than our little own tree Sprout. He's not a peanut. He's not a log. He's Sprout, and we're quite proud of him. We really like to use Sprout to talk to kids about, you know, the importance of saving and what he stands for and what Centric stands for, and how they can get started on earning and saving as young as, you know, 3 or 4.
That's right. Even when they're a little Sprout.
That's right.
I love it. I remember back when 4 years ago, I can't believe he's that old now, but when we were kind of thinking about what do we want to do for the design, and we had the different options, and we literally brought in our own folks to the Kids Saver account. So we had ages of probably like 5 to about 11 years old that came in.
Yeah.
And they had little popsicle sticks, and they used those as like their little ticket to vote on which design they like the best. Yeah. And so this idea of Sprout really came from all of our Kid Savers.
Yeah.
They got to be, by being a member at Centric, they had the opportunity to figure out who it was. They decided on who they wanted their mascot, who they wanted to represent them.
Yeah, so we had a few different versions. Yeah. He had a pot at first. We realized the pot was not going to be really feasible to get around. So we pivoted, like we talked about. But it's been fun to see him come to life from paper and the computer to like now a full-on costume. And he goes all over with us and makes fun reels and all the things.
Oh, yeah. He's been in many reels, many videos. He will be popping up all over the place. He's done several things from parades to welcome parties, the whole thing. I mean, we haven't had him at a birthday party, but that's something to say that couldn't.
This is true. He got his first debit card printed last week, so look for more to come on that.
I love it. Well, and so as we're talking about, too, the debit card, kids' savings, the Youth Month, and really and truly we think about April here, you know, right here on the cusp of all things brand new with spring. Kind of tell us a little bit about the promotion that we have for all things new for April and why that's really so important for us.
Okay. Well, April is Financial Education Month, so we like to celebrate Youth Month during that. Each April we offer We waive the kids' membership fee and give them their first deposit on all Kid Savers accounts, which is a total savings of $8.
And that's big time.
Yes. And then for our student debit card, it's our Kickstart card. We also call it our high school checking, but really any kid whatever age kind of you see fit can get this account. And we do the same thing and waive their membership fee and give them their first deposit. So that's a total savings of $25.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I would much rather keep up with a debit card than a chunk of birthday money any day. So it has been quite handy to have that for my 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah. But I love that you said it. So I want to make sure all of our listeners, too, are aware of that. So if you're just looking really and truly to get your students started, it can be from birth until, you know, they're 17 years of age, really, you think about that. So during the month of April, we will waive their membership and their first deposit in their KidSaver account. And even if they're opening up a checking account, they would still have that membership account.
Yes.
So that is waived on top of their Kickstart checking account. So that's a total of, what, $32
Correct.
Of savings.
Yeah.
If you just open your account during that time. And we offer that, too, for if you have more than one child, or if this is a grandchild or a godchild or a child you want to sponsor, this is something that's great for you to go ahead and open up the accounts for them. And we cover that membership fee and your very first deposit.
Absolutely. It's the best time to do it for sure. And again, if you have a large family, like you said, you can really save some money. And I think it's important to do it as a family. It's important to for the kids to see, you know, the process. They love coming into our queen counter and dropping their piggy bank money
yes.
in and seeing how it adds up. And then they get to come in and get their card. They have a card, a Sprout card that they get uh-huh. punched for their deposits. So we really like to encourage that saving behavior at an early age, and they can see it add up.
That's right. Well, and not only that, when you were just talking about as they make that deposit, they can actually see that in their mobile app.
Yeah.
So you can log them into your mobile app if you want to and let them see that. Or if you wanted to log it in for them, you know, you can actually see as you make those deposits, they're able to see too with their savings accounts when those dividends are added. So as they save, then we kind of put a little something in there too, pay
yes,
extra dividends.
Absolutely.
And the other side of it too is something I really love is that we have a quarterly newsletter that comes out so they can really see what's happening, what's going on, even tips too from early younger students to those that are maybe more of like your preteen and teen. We have a couple different options
right.
in regards to the way we communicate to folks. And then the other thing too, I was really just thinking about as you were saying this is, them keeping up with that Sprout Saver card. So we love that. That's instant gratification.
Yes.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have our Sprout Saver punch card. So for each $10 that gets deposited into their savings or checking account, they get their card punched. And once that card is full, they drop it into our magical little box. And we do a monthly drawing at each center for sometimes it's an Amazon gift card. Sometimes it might be movie tickets, Chick-fil-A card. You just never know. We try to keep it fun and relevant for the kids, but just to encourage that savings behavior.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, something else to think about that's so great, because we are a community institution, if you have groups like Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts and you're making like a large, you know, say you want to have a large group where you're educating them on the topic of budgeting, saving, overall financial tips just to get them going, give us a call. You know, we
Absolutely.
Can set it up. Sprout can greet you right at the door.
I have a Girl Scout troop that needs to earn their budgeting
yes.
badge. So, I mean, sign us up.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Talk
I think
about
it's great.
That too, as far as some of the things that we've done, as far as giving them tours and things of that nature throughout the credit union. I know there's been an opportunity where we actually took a group of Girl Scouts, and this was back probably been a couple of years ago, but we got to let them see, this was before Sprout ever came to
yes.
fruition, but they got to go into each and every department and speak to our department heads about who it is, what are they doing, what part of the transaction do they touch, because just because they're bringing maybe their piggy bank and dropping their coin, what happens to that money? How do we keep all that up? And how does that come on their app, you know, once they're able to
right.
track it?
So many hands touch it without most people realizing.
Yeah. And so we had probably 15 girls that came through, and it was so interesting just to hear their questions and to see, you know, they were their little eyes light up when they got to walk to the vault and just take a whole tour around. So those are some things that are open to any of you that might be listening who are a troop leader, or you maybe are a sponsor of a student team or nonprofit group,
service organization.
Yeah. anything of that group and nature that we can really support, you just let us know. Sprout can be your guide.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, you know.
Sprout can also come to different events. I mean, if we have a school or something, you want us to bring Sprout to your classroom or to, you know, your club meeting, that kind of thing. We can always have him make special appearances, you know, as our schedule permits. But we love to get him out there and get him in the community and introduce him to these kiddos.
He loves it. He will break out, bust out in the gritty, or you never know what. He's working on a handstand from what I hear. So I'm really excited about that. We will have to see how that goes. But I know this is a lot of fun being moms, both of us being moms of girls, especially talking about finances and ensuring that they are financially sound and can make secure decisions whenever they're older. You mentioned having a debit card in the hands of your daughter. I've done the very same thing. They love to see their statement that they get every quarter from their savings account. And so it's so interesting just to see, you know, they're excited about that. Before they want to make a purchase, they're like, Mom, pull up my account. Let me see what my budget, you know, our balance is. So it's very, I think it's very encouraging for them to see, you know, they're making plans for the purchases that they want to make.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And I think if we would have probably had access to things like that when we were younger, we would have made much different decisions.
No, you're not at all. We had a situation last week where we had a Chromebook from school that had some issues. And so we've talked, you know, that money's going to have to come out of your account. Okay, well, how much money is in there? And what can I do to make some more money in the meantime kind of thing? So you just never know what kind of questions might pop up and how you're going to navigate that. But it helps to know, you know, okay, this is what's in your account right now. This is, if you don't want to spend all this towards that, then what are you going to do in the meantime?
That's right.
To make up that difference, because Mama didn't break the Chromebook.
That's right. And that's what they have to learn, those lessons. And I think they're wonderful lessons to learn early on.
Absolutely.
Anything that they can, it's a, and I hate to call it like a controlled environment, but especially whenever they're open and honest to say, hey, here's what happened. Well, let us help you navigate that. So something I wanted to point out too is, as your student, you know, maybe our business hours don't necessarily work with a parent's work schedule, or maybe when you're shuffling other kids to different activities and so forth,
what's that like?
When am I going to make a deposit for them? And so you want to talk about our ATM capable deposits, and then also we have the ITMs that are here at Mid City.
Yes. I stopped by and got some cash out of the ITM on Saturday. I love that you can cash checks in these now. It's very handy, and make deposits, get whatever you need as you need it. And the video banking that comes with it is very handy too.
It's great. So basically you can make a deposit or withdraw cash or even cash a check 24/7
with
Centric. You do not have to wait for business hours. So if we're not open and you're holding a check for your student, or you have some cash that they need to deposit, you can take care of all that at either our ITM or at our ATM. Just keep in mind, you cash checks only at our ITM.
Correct.
Definitely want to make sure of that. So I know we got a lot of cool things that are happening. Definitely want you to stay in tune to our social media. But before we wrap up today, Melanie, is there anything you want to share with our listeners about Youth Month?
I think the biggest thing is just the importance of starting saving at a young age. You know, they're always watching your every move and listening, and they understand more than you think they do. So why not get them started at an early age and help them learn that? They don't really teach a lot of financial education in schools. It kind of falls on us as parents. And I think this is like the best way to get them started, to let them kind of get them in control. But as a parent, you also have access to it. So I love that about our cards. You know, if there's a problem with that card, I can just swipe it right on off on my app and turn it off and on as needed.
And you've got the controls there from a security standpoint, or if fraud occurs.
Absolutely.
That's so great. So just kind of in wrapping up, I want to really kind of drill it on home a little bit about this. So whenever you open up that Kids Saver account, that is their membership share that stays with them for a lifetime.
Yes.
They will receive a Sprout Super Saver card, which is that punch card. For every $10, they get a punch.
Correct.
When you open up that checking account, they get a debit card. Yes, right there. They walk in, sign up, or even if you do it online, you can walk in and get a debit card. So you've got all the things. And then look in your mailbox for quarterly newsletters that will come right to your mailbox with the kid's name and the parent's name on there. So it's really, really neat. We just continue to educate and kind of stay in front of the student and the parent so they know really what's happening and what's going on.
Yeah, what we're offering. April's the perfect time to go ahead and get this open because we will waive this membership fee.
So. Absolutely. It's a huge opportunity, especially when you're thinking about from one child to 10. This is not, there's no limit to this. And so definitely visit any one of your centers, or you can do all these things that we're talking about online at mycentric.org. So Melanie, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about all things Youth Month. We certainly love it. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Live Better Podcast. We hope you found today's conversation about student debit cards, financial tips, and Youth Month to be enlightening and valuable. In the world of personal finance, knowledge is your greatest asset, and Centric remains your steadfast partner in that journey. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask you to show your support. Please hit the subscribe button, share this episode with your friends and family, and take a moment to leave us a review. Your input is invaluable in shaping the content that addresses your financial interests and needs. And of course, let's stay connected on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Centric FCU and on all other platforms under MyCentric. Stay in the loop regarding the latest financial insights and resources tailored to your unique financial aspirations. Until our next episode, always remember that Centric is by your side as you navigate your financial journey. Thank you for tuning in to the Live Better Podcast.